any of them, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's wife, Elizabeth, has finally found out that Abner's father is coming to visit them. She has now recovered from the shock and is reluctantly preparing the spare bedroom for the old gentleman. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the John Down store and library talking to Ulysses S. Quincy.
Yeah, well, I understand how you feel about it, Ulysses. I'll tell Abner to try to explain that to his papa when he gets here.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
I'm sure you won't have no trouble with the old man this time.
Yeah, okay.
Fact is, if Mr. Peabody starts giving you trouble again, well, you just let us know. Well, I believe that was our ring. Excuse me while I get it, Ulysses.
Yeah, I got to be running along anyway, Lum. I think I found a man to paint my barn for me.
Okay, well, good.
I just got to get that barn of mine painted. I'll see you later,
Lum. Yeah, so long, Ulysses.
So long.
Hello, John Down Store and Library. Lum Eddard's talking. Oh, howdy, Mose. Yeah, it's true. He's coming to visit Abner again. Well, we're sort of looking for him today. Fact is, Abner went over to see if he come in on the bus. How's that? Yeah, I recollect what happened the other time he was here, but I ain't got no say-so over where the old man goes. No, of course, I'll talk to him.
Abner, come in on the bus. Oh, excuse me.
Just a minute, Mose. Abner, just come back. I'll let him talk to you.
Yeah, what is it, Lum?
It's Mose Moose. He wants you to tell your papa to stay out of the barber shop.
Well, Papa ain't gonna do no harm at that old barber shop of his.
Now, you tell that to Mose. Here, go ahead and talk.
Yeah, all right, give me that receiver. Hello, Mose. This is Abner. Yeah, I know Lum told me, but Papa's got to get a haircut same as anybody else, Mose. No, sir. No, Elizabeth has done said she ain't gonna cut it for him no more. Well, Mose, you don't have to listen to him. Just ignore him.
Don't argue, Abner. Tell him you'll keep your papa out of there.
Why, he never done no such a thing.
Abner, hang up.
Well, all right, Mose. I'll have a talk with Papa. Yeah, all right. Yeah, goodbye. That Mose Moose is just mad because Papa's the one fella in the world that can out-talk him, that's all.
Well, I think what aggravates Mose the most is that your papa's always telling him how to cut hair and how to shave folks.
Oh, Papa never done that.
Why, he did, too. One time he even taken a razor right out of Mose's hand and shaved one side of Grandpa Master's face.
If he did, I bound you it was the first good shave that Grandpa ever had.
Well, he ain't got no barber's license, and he's liable to get himself in trouble. So if I was you, I'd keep him out of there.
Yeah, all right.
Always getting in an argument with somebody down there over the war or something.
I don't know where Papa's going to spend his time, though, with everybody in town jumping on him.
Oh, that reminds me, Ulysses was just in here.
Ulysses? What'd he want?
Well, he wants you to try to explain to your Papa that his name is Ulysses S. Quincy, not Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh.
And that he ain't even no relay to General Grant's.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, them are easy names to get mixed up. You'll have to admit that.
Well, maybe so, but Ulysses don't want your papa to take a few shots at him like he done the last time he was here.
Doggy, that's right. He did take a couple of shots at Ulysses, didn't he?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Went around for weeks bragging on himself how he run General Grant clean out of town.
I never will forget how comical those Ulysses looked. Papa had him ducking and dodging like a frog in a hailstorm.
When he taken out around the corner of the liver stable, you could have played marbles on his coat tail.
Oh, he slid around that corner like he was a greased pig. I bound you he'd dip sand with his vest pockets when he went around there.
I really oughtn't to be laughing about that. Ulysses might have been shot dead there, you know.
Oh, no, not with that old musket that Papa was toting.
I hope he ain't bringing that thing with him this time. He's liable to get thrown off the bus if he has got... Or wait a minute. You said he wasn't on the bus, though, didn't you?
No, he weren't on there. Two people got off, but Neither one of them was Papa.
I reckon where he could have been then.
No telling.
I'm sure he'd come in on that today.
Yeah, well, maybe got lost somewhere or stopped to have an argument with somebody. That'll take him 2 days if he did.
Yeah, maybe he's taking a little side trip up to Alaska to buy some of them igloos for us to try to sell here in the store.
Oh, Papa wouldn't do
that. Well, he bought everything else for us.
He wouldn't do nothing that ridiculous, Mom.
I suppose you call buying up 12 cartoons of beaded handbags with Come to Memphis wrote on them sensible.
Well, that was different, Mom. He more likely got them things at a bargain.
Them things wouldn't be a bargain if they give them away.
Oh.
Besides, your papa didn't care what they cost. He sent them COD.
Yeah, well, maybe them things ain't going to be so hard to sell after all. Recollect we done sold one of them. Sold it to Cedric.
Yeah. What did Cedric want with a bead handbag for, anyway?
Well, he carries his bird whistle in it.
His bird whistle?
Yeah, he said he never did have a good place to carry that thing.
One, two, goodness.
See, he just hangs that on his belt there, sort of to one side. It looks like pretty, I think. He's got that Come to Memphis on the outside there.
I think he'd want to cover that side up.
Oh, no, no, not Cedric. He's proud of that. He says it makes folks think that he's traveled around quite a lot, you know.
It's the most idiotic thing I ever heard.
Well, he likes it now.
A grown boy toting a bird whistle around in a bead bag with Come to Memphis on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that boy has to have a quick thought the top of his head would fly off. Was that Irving?
I don't know. I never paid no attention. Might have been. Now, you get it, Mom. More likely somebody else telling me to keep Pop out or summers. I get sick and tired of hearing it.
Let it go. If it's for us, they'll ring again.
Yeah, yeah. Doggett, I wish Papa had come in on that bus today. I'm just dying to see him.
Well, sir, I know he's going to make trouble, but I'm sort of curious to see him myself.
Oh, he won't make no trouble. It's just the folks here in town. I don't believe it's Papa.
He's a nice old fella. But it seems like there's just trouble wherever he's at.
Well,
it's his fault or not.
I don't think it's his fault. He just seems to find trouble. I believe that's the whole fault with him right there. And if there's any around, he won't dodge it. You know him, he'll jump right in the middle of it. I'll tell you that.
That's our ring, all right.
Yeah, go ahead, Long. You get it. I don't want to talk to nobody and listen to him tell me about my papa.
Well, now, if there's something about him, you got to talk to him.
Oh, go ahead, answer it, Long.
Hello, Johnham Down Store and Library. Long Eater's talking. Mom? Long distance, you say?
Long distance. Don't get the news about Papa sure has traveled fast.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure, we'll accept the charges. Well, just a minute. He's right here. I'll put him on. It's for you, Abner.
Huh?
Call from the county seat and talk fast because it's a reverse call.
Reverse call?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I have to back up to the phone?
No, no, silly.
Well, what I have to do, talk backwards?
Of course not. It just means that whoever's calling us has reversed the charges. Call and collect. We got to pay for the call.
We do?
Yeah. Granny, wait a minute. I bet you that's your papa calling.
Papa?
Sounds like him.
Huh?
He's more than likely come in on the train instead of the bus, and he wants you to come there to get him.
Oh.
Well, go on. Don't just stand there. Say something. Start talking.
No. Mama just gets outside. I can't think of nothing to say.
Well, go on. Phone, say something. It's costing us money.
All right. Doggy, I hope. Hello? Huh? Mom, that ain't Papa. That's a woman's voice.
Well, natural. That's a central girl. Operator.
Oh.
Just listen, she'll say, go ahead.
Hello? Mom? She said, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Hello?
Wait a minute, don't leave the store. I mean, stay here, but go ahead and talk.
Hello? Hello, Papa? Hello? Yeah, this is Abner you're talking to.
It's going to be worse than the year of the locust.
Well, this is Abner. Hello? Whereabouts you at, Papa?
Worse than the grasshopper.
Hello? This is Abner. Huh? Though his long papa seems to be mad about something.
Well, he always sounds that way, don't he?
No, this is worse than you. Hello, Papa? Yeah, this is Abner.
Maybe he's mad because you wasn't there at the depot to meet.
Papa, are you mad? Hello? Well, listen, just a minute, Papa.
Tell him he never let you know when he's coming.
Yeah, Papa? You never let me know when you was coming. I said you never let me... Oh, my goodness alive.
What did he say?
I don't know. I ain't made out a word he said yet. All I can tell is he's mad about something, but I can't hear what it is.
Well, tell him to wait there and you'll come and get him.
Yeah, that's a good... Papa, you wait right there and I said you wait right... Oh, my... Here, Long, you talk to him. I can't get no words with him. Here, take
him. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Peabody. Abner wants you to stay right where you're at and... I said Abner wants you to stay... He don't ever stop talking, does he?
Yeah, tell him I'll go in on a milk truck tonight, and me and him can come back on a mail hack tomorrow.
Well, you better tell him. I can see right now I can't get no words with him.
Yeah, give me the receiver. Hello? Hello, Papa. Where are you calling from?
Better tell him to get a room. That'll keep him out of trouble.
Papa, you better get a room.
And tell him to stay in it, too.
Stay in it, Papa. Don't eat. I say, get yourself a room, Summers, and this is the land sale.
Hurry up, Abner. Wind it up some way. This is costing us a bunch of money.
You try it again, Lum. You got a louder voice than I have. I know good and well he ain't heard a single word I say again.
Give it here. I'll make him hear me.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't hitch up in half a minute, though, I'll hang up on you.
Now, don't do that, Mom. Talk to him.
Listen, Mr. Peabody, you get a room and don't leave. Huh? Well, who is that talking now? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah, somebody will be there. You tell him that his son will get there tonight on the milk truck. Yeah. Well, much obliged to you. All right. Goodbye.
What do you say, Mom? What do you say?
Well, your worries are over, Abner.
Oh, doggy, that's a relief. Wait a minute, though. Did you tell Papa to get a room?
He's done got a room.
Oh, well, good for him. Good.
And I don't reckon he'll be leaving.
What, was he calling from his room?
No, they let him out to call.
Let him out?
Yeah, your Papa's in jail.
Huh?
They arrested him for disturbing the peace.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness alive.